Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shout for joy yet? It's so precious. The Lord became our ladder of heaven. Now the heaven and earth are connected because of the Lord. That's right. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, but the Lord came and he bridged the gap. It's so precious. Now we can draw near Abba and the Lord closely. Not only we shout for joy, but we shall enjoy this blessing greatly. We can be the closest with him, face to face, heart to heart. Shall we sing a hymn in God's family hymnal, the 21st, Psalm 38. You are the rainbow ladder of heaven. A new and living way is opened. You and I to be united closely. It's a hymn with such a long name to express the Lord became the fairest ladder of heaven. To open a new and a living way for us to draw near God closely, to be so close that we can be united with him and dwelled in our hearts. Shall we sing this hymn together? There is no English version, so we'll read the translation slowly. You came joyously and became a man forever. Because of love, walked on the cross eagerly, accomplished the glorious and perfect salvation, takes away all my sins. You cried out, "It's finished." You saw the joy set ahead, the veil in the temple torn from the top. The new and living way is brilliant and has opened. You desire to be the nearest with us, face to face and heart to heart. You have accomplished the glorious salvation makes me perfect forever. You bridge the gap perfectly. You are the rainbow ladder of heaven. You and me, the closest bonding, the closest union in this universe. The first stanza mentioned the Lord came joyously and became a man. It's true, he walked on the cross for us eagerly. The Lord was betrayed on that night. He ate the Passover with the disciples. He established the bread-breaking meeting. Do you remember? The Lord said, he has earnestly desired to eat this Passover with the disciples. This Passover meant he died and bore our sins for us as the atonement of sins. In the Old Testament, it has prefigured he would come, and he did. And the Lord Jesus himself said, "This is my body, which is given for us, and his blood, which poured out for us, to make the everlasting new covenant with us." The Lord is so happy to be a man for us. He's so eager to take away our sins. That is the obstacles to hinder us to draw near God. And that's our sins. One of the joy that's set ahead of him is we can be united with him forever. He wants to gain us eternally. How he longs to be the nearest with us, face to face. Hence, he cried out, "It's finished" on the cross. He has accomplished the glorious salvation. The Lord dwells in our hearts in ecstasy, for there is no closer union than this. I really hope that myself and many brothers and sisters can see his eager heart. He came and knelt on the cross eagerly, for he really longs to be the closest and the nearest with us. Shall we sing this hymn again? Let us enjoy together, and we will worship together after singing. You came joyously and became a man forever because of love. Walked on the cross eagerly. Accomplished the glorious and perfect salvation. Takes away all my sins. You cried out, "It's finished." You saw the joy set ahead. The veil in the temple torn from the top. The new and living way is brilliant and has opened. You desire to be the nearest with us. Face to face and heart to heart. You have accomplished the glorious salvation. Makes me perfect forever. You bridged the gap perfectly. You are the rainbow ladder of heaven. You and me, the closest bonding, the closest union in this universe. Lord, how precious. You came, leaping over the mountains, bouncing over the hills. You're like a gazelle, a young stag bouncing along. Oh Lord, you're really happy and treasure to be a man for us. You really treasure every one of us. You really want to be united with every one of us, to have the closest personal love with us. Lord, you became the perfect ladder of heaven. Thank you, for we have the deepest bonding with Abba, you and the Holy Spirit. You have taken away all the obstacles on the cross. It's so precious. We are your joy set ahead. You walked on the cross for us to accomplish the glorious salvation. Lord, the road is rent forever. There's no obstacles between you and us. Let us to have the fullness of joy that we can fly to your bosom of love at any time. Lord, help us to enjoy fully the great advocacy on the salvation that you have accomplished, to enjoy the blessing of the closest union with you. Lord, may you bless us. Brothers and sisters, it's your turn to give thanks to the Lord. You can worship the Lord for the content in the hymn, to have the thanksgiving and response to the Lord. You can stop the recording first, then you can continue once you're done. Then we'll read the Bible together. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we will read in the book of Genesis, chapter 28, verse 10 to 16, and we'll also read verse 18 to 19. Jacob left Beersheba and went towards Haran, and he came to a certain place and stayed there that night, because the sun had set, taking one of the stones of the place. He put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, "I'm the Lord, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. Verse 18 to 19. So early in the morning, Jacob took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on the top of it. He called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of the city was Luz at the first. As you can see, God has special love towards Jacob in this chapter. You can see God called Abraham and brought him up. And then God also brought Isaac up. He was changed and transformed to be more glorious. And it's Jacob's turn, compared to his father and grandpa, whom was not as good as them. Instead, as you can see, the Greek porter has his molding hand on Jacob. I can say the most obvious, the most frequent, the most personal, the most visible training of God on Jacob. At that time, Jacob was fleeing away. His father and mother sent him to hometown of his mother Rebekah. One hand, he ran away from trouble. On the other hand, they wished he could take a wife from there, but not the foreign woman. In the beginning of chapter 28 mentioned, Jacob left his parents and went to Haran, where it was quite far away. But he came to a certain place, and he couldn't go further, for the sun went down. Jacob must took a rest. He who was pampered and spoiled since childhood, how could he get used to the life in the wild? All he could do is to place a stone under his head, and he slept. I guess it was hard for him to fall asleep. He must be thinking over the past and future. He tried everything in order to get the birthright, and now he end up in this situation, not only without any blessing, and he was in poverty. He had to escape from home and had to rely on the help from somebody. He must be very discouraged, and he thought, Did God leave me? The older shall serve the younger. Did God forsake his promise because of me being cunning? My brother Esau has sold the birthright to me, and my father Isaac has blessed me. Why didn't I gain the blessing? Did God forsake me? Jacob, who slept in the wilderness, must be lost in his heart. He was homeless, restless, and the worst thing was he lost God. I wouldn't know did he cry when he fell asleep. But God was so good and so gentle. He encouraged him through a dream, which was the verses we just read. Jacob saw a ladder of heaven, and I won't go into detail. I believe he saw the ladder of heaven. He saw there was a way out. The ladder connected the heaven and earth. God didn't leave him at all. He saw the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. God appeared to him and stood above it and said to Jacob, to show him that he is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God didn't leave Abraham and Isaac. How he blessed them, the same he will do to Jacob. And God said to Jacob in person that the land on where he lay would give to him and to his offspring. If I'm Jacob, I would jump up at once. And God promised the same to Jacob as he did to Abraham and Isaac. In verse 14, And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. You see how personal it was. God showing to him how treasurable he was. It was so special. It's true, God blessed Abraham and Isaac. God especially blessed Jacob. God had personal love to Abraham and Isaac, and God had his personal special love with Jacob. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to encourage each other. The Lord has the deepest personal love to every one of us. We don't have to compare with others or feel lost. Such and such, how smart they are. Or so and so, how glorious they are. God has the highest expectation on every one of us. All we have to do is to put our trust in Him. Then we will experience Him deeply, and we can accomplish His will. In verse 15, God promised to be with him and especially mentioned God will keep him wherever he went. This was exactly the need of Jacob with the unforeseen future. What should he do? This promise could give him the peace. God will bring him back to this land and will not leave him. Jacob called his land Bethel after he awoke. The meaning of Bethel was the temple of God. In fact, the temple of God. The word temple can be interpreted as the house of God. This land was the house of God. Didn't he find he was homeless? No, God would be with him and would bring him home. Hence, he named this land as Bethel. I really found God was so gentle and loving. Jacob left home for the first night, then God made promise with him. There was a way. The ladder of heaven was the gates to heaven. He has home. God accompany him. God will bring him back to this land, and this land is his house and also the house of God. God's presence was with him, and he promised Jacob to be with him. Where he went in the later days, God would keep him and bless him. Jacob went to Haran later on and relied on help from his uncle. The hard laboring for 7 years and another 7 years. He stayed in his uncle's place for 20 years in total. I believe Jacob would think of the ladder of heaven in Bethel during many silent nights. The appearing of God to Jacob became the encouragement and support during these 20 years, so that he would endure these long-suffering years. God has continued to train Jacob to be more glorious in these 20 years. Jacob would not fully understand the meaning of the ladder of heaven. The ladder of heaven is talking about the Lord Jesus. We are so blessed. When we read the last verse in the Gospel according to John chapter 1, the Lord himself said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Lord has clearly said he is the Lord who connects the heaven and earth. He is the offspring of Jacob. And his offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. The Lord Jesus is the mediator between God and the world. He brings to us back to the heaven and connects with God. The ladder of heaven was not only for Jacob, but to every single person in the world. How precious! The Bible mentioned the Lord Jesus will come again and again. These verses spoke for the heart of God ages ago. The Son of God became a man for us. He became a new and the living way for us to come to God. He is our ladder of heaven. I really like in chapter 28, verse 16, when Jacob woke up and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." I felt seemed he knew he was wrong, and he feared God in his heart. He had responded God with action. I can say there was changes in him. Jacob took the stone that he put under his head and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on the top of it. I believe there was the meaning of worshipping. He drew near to God and offered himself to God. I found this was the first time for him to set the pillar and pour the oil. He might see his father and grandfather did that in the past, and he did the same, for he had experienced God deeply, and he repented, just like what we experience when we believe the Lord. And later on, we can see God mold Jacob continually. He became more and more glorious. We shall do the same, to commit our life to God, for he is accountable for us to the end, and we will be more and more glorious by him, like Jacob. We shall be molded by God to be the Prince of God. Shall we worship together? Lord, thank you for you came from the heaven to earth and became a man for us. You are the ladder of heaven, so that every man can come back to God. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were unable to do it, but how precious, not only you are Jacob's the ladder of heaven. You are the ladder of heaven for every single one of us. You really want us to be the closest to God. You have connected the heaven and earth together. We can return to the greatest peace and enjoy the most wonderful and glorious love. O Lord, let us experience you our greatest peace. The house of God is our house. Lord, may you mold us so that we are like a worm, but may you transform us to be the prince like Jacob. Let us to offer our life to you happily. O Lord, may you mold us. Lord, may you bless us. Brothers and sisters, if you have time, you can continue to read the rest of in the book of Genesis chapter 28, or you can draw near to Abba and the Lord personally. May the Lord bless you.